The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
At the end of this week's parasha, Parasha Metzera, we find the parasha of Zava. The Torah tells us, "Ivim tara mizava," that when the Ries Hazava is over, the Sofra law, she counts Shives Yavim, she counts 7 days, Va'achar Titar. The Sofra law, the Torah is being mechadish to us, the Inyan of Shivanakim, that it's not enough that the Ries stops, it's not enough that one waits 7 days from the when the Ria stops, from when the Ria stops till the Tefillah. But the Torah is Mechayiv V'Sofrala, Dehainu, that the Din of Shiva Nekiyim, that she should have a clear recognition and a clear Cheshbin that these Shiva Yomim, these 7 days, are Noki Fadam. These 7 days, Chazal tell us, Asfur Mabedukim, they're counted, and Aisha will make Bedikas, and only after she completes her Shiva Nekiyim, then could she go to the Mikvah. Tosis in Masechtas Ketubos on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, he asks Akasha, the Imtayim Afek Tosis. Why doesn't a Zava make a bracha on her Sfiras Nekiyim? The same way we make a bracha on Sfiras Ha'imer. The Torah by Sfiras Ha'imer says, Usfaratim Lochem, and we make a bracha on the Sfira. However, when the Pasuk says by a Zava, the Sofra law, the Halacha, as we know it is that the Isha does not make a bracha. What's the chilek? Zoktesis, the Eishleimer, the Ein Mivorchim Ela B'Yevil, She Mivorchim Bezdin B'chol Shana. The only time we make a bracha is something similar to Yevil, that Bezdin makes a bracha every year, She La'olam Yuchal Limnos Keseder, that you can definitely always count in order. First comes year one, then comes year two. Year two behechrach has to come after year one, and nothing can happen to stop year two from coming after year one. V'chein Eimer, Sfiras Eimer, we count the days, day 32, and then comes day 33, and then comes day 44. Day 34. Avol Zava, but by the Zava, she'em tira tister, if she sees, she has to start again. Unlike Sfira. Sfira, it's these 49 days. You can mark it on your calendar. You know when Shavuos is. Sfira Sayevel, you can mark it on your calendar. It's these 49 years. The 50th year is Yevel. Mashenkin is Zava, although she starts counting, the halacha is Imtira's sister. If she's going to see Dam, then she has to restart her Shiva Nekiyim, because the din of Shiva Nekiyim is that before she goes to Mikvah, she has to have 7 Nekiyim Ritzufim, Shiva Nekiyim Ritzufim. And therefore, if she sees more dam, she has to start again. So since by a Zava, the halacha is Shem Tira Tister, that if she sees, she's going to be Seisr, she has to start again, Ein Lo Limnos, therefore, she does not count. There's a tremendous machlokes achreinim, how to learn Pshat in this Tesis. One mahalach is to learn that Tesis means to say that the reason why the Isha does not make a bracha on Shiva Nekiyim is because Shematira v'tistar, she might mess up and she might have to start again. And therefore, it's a chashash of bracha levatol. It's a chashash of bracha levatol. That's why she does not make a bracha. But avada, there is a mitzvah say to go ahead to be safer. There is a mitzvah say to go ahead and to count. And that's one mahalach, how to learn Tosfos. That Taisus Teretz is that Avada, she's mechuyev to go ahead and to count. But a bracha she can't make, al tachashash bracha l'batol. And according to this Balach HaTaisus, the words of Taisus are a little bit difficult. Because Taisus ends off, al vozova shem tiratister ein lo limnes, that a zova, because she has a possibility of having to start again, so therefore she does not count. Ein lo limnes. And the Shlach HaKadosh changes the gears of Taisus, that Taisus means shem tiratister ein lo levaris. But Avada, the Neidu Yehuda, learns in Taisus that the Sphira itself is a mitzvah. The Sphira itself is a mitzvah, but al chashash brach l'batala, so the Isha will not make a bracha. And it's actually fascinating that the Shlach HaKadosh in the Shar HaYisiyos writes as follows. Dikdakti v'divrei HaTaisus. I was medakting in Taisus, she'en roi lo levorech, that she should not make a bracha, mishum di'esh chashash bracha levatala. She doesn't make a bracha because of chashash bracha levatala. Ava lismar b'lei bracha hi mechuyeves. But zokta shloa kodesh, she has a mitzvah to count, a mitzvah d'raisa to count. She won't make a bracha. Zok sivis sofralot, it's a mitzvah d'raisa. Ve'en leimar, don't tell me, Zokta Shlach HaKadosh, since she can't make a bracha, so therefore there's no chiyuv to count. Bracha is a birchus mitzvah d'rabbanan, and just because she has a tirah v'tistar, why is that a reason not to count? Let her count. A bracha she can't make, al tzachashash bracha levatala. And the Shlach HaKadosh writes, v'chein no hagti kol yomai, that was my minik. V'tzivisi le'ishti, and I commanded my wife, that she should count every evening before Shkia. The Shlach HaKadosh commanded his wife, instructed his wife, that she should count towards evening, at the end of the first day of Shivat Nikiyim. She should say, today is the first day of my Shivat, of my Sviras Libuni. Hayyim Yoyim Beiz L'Sviras Libuni. V'chein Kul. The Shlach HaKadosh holds the mitzvah to count the path. The Shlach HaKadosh mitzvah his wife to be mekayim this mitzvah, and the pshat in Taisus is telling us that there is no bracha al chashash bracha l'atala, but avad there is a mitzvah to count. If one looks in the Neidim Yehuda, Neidim Yehuda argues very strongly on the Shlach HaKadosh in Pshat in Taisus. Neidim Yehuda Tinyana, Simon Kuf Chav Beis. So the Neidim Yehuda is like this. Omer Ani, I say, Hagoyin HaKadosh Hazeh, L'roiv Kiddushosai V'chasidosai, Niskayim Boi, Oyev Mitzvahs Lo Yisma Mitzvahs. The Shlach HaKadosh was Oyev Mitzvahs Lo Yisma Mitzvahs. V'rotzalaman Tzidkei L'hagdil Toir L'harbis Mitzvahs. He wanted to go ahead, and he wanted to be marba mitzvahs, and therefore he was mechadish a new mitzvah called the Sviya Shiva Nikim, and he was mitzvah his wife to count. Frankly, the Yehuda, if that would be pshat, the Ram doesn't count it, the Ramban doesn't count it, the Mahag doesn't count it, all the money and mitzvahs don't count Sviya Hazov and Sviya Hazova as a mitzvah seder eisa. And therefore the Neid Yehuda says that that's not pshat in Taisus. That Pshat in Taisus is that since it's not an immutable fact, it's not like Sirius Omer, this day, that day, that day, or Sirius Omer, this year, next year, the following year. But rather, it's set up in such a way, Shem Tira Tister, since the halacha is, it's not the Pshat that the Isha finishes a Riyah, counts 7 days, no matter what, it goes to the mikvah. But since there's a halacha in Teira Tister, so therefore Zokta Neid Yehuda, Al Karcha, the Torah is not telling you to count. What the Torah is telling you is, Shetzarach Sheyashkiach Aleim Shiyu Nikiyim V'chein B'zovah. That these days are not days that stab, like Tumas Nida Midaraisa, where Bein Rosa, Bein Loy Rosa, she waits 7 days and she goes to the mikvah. But the suffer means to count, not that you physically count, not that it's a mitzvah count, but rather the connotation of sphira is that they're paid attention to. Like the Gemara says, Svuru Muvdukim. She has to be cognizant of her matziv. She has to make sure that these yom are nekiim, not just with the chazcheskes taira, but through bedikas. And therefore, Visafala is not telling her to count. But Visafala is just being mechadish, that these days must be naki, that she must have Shiva Nekiyim. And the Torah expresses that with the Lashon of the Sofra, because the Torah is teaching us that these days she has to have it in mind. She has to be cognizant of them, just as one counts something. But what Taisus means, that Taisus says, Shematira v'tister ein lo limnais, Shematira v'tister ein lo limnais, that since there's Allah Shematira v'tister, she doesn't count. What Taisus means to say is not a mitzvah. Avad if there'd be a mitzvah, there'd be a bracha. Avad if there'd be a mitzvah, there'd be a bracha. But the pshat in Taisus is that Taisus being mechadish from the Shematira v'tister, that the pshat in the pasuk is not to count pepeh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But rather the pshat in the pasuk is that she should be cognizant, she should be aware, she should pay attention to the matziv, but avada, there's no mitzvah to count. The Torah is just telling you a halacha that zov and a zava need shiva nekiyim, and therefore it's not a mitzvah. The sefaros is not coming to make a mitzvah, it's coming to teach you a din, and therefore there is no mitzvah, as I say over here, not to count, and for sure there is no chiyav bracha. And the emes is that the two mahalchim that we just explained in Taisus, whether sphere shiva nekiyim is a mitzvah, we don't make a bracha, or it's not a mitzvah. The emes is that in the Mefarshei HaChumash, you find the Machlokes Rishonim how to learn these psukim. The Chizkuni of an art learns clearly that the reason why one does not make a bracha is because of bracha of Atala. The Chizkuni says, on Pas Perik Tezvah Pas Kaches, Aval ena zekuka brocha al asira. You do not make a brocha on the sira. She pa'av mishi roya kaidim she yishishlo b'shivis meitayar. Sometimes she'll see before the end of the shiva nekiyim. Mitzu'una lachsa v'lismar. And she has to start again. V'havi brocha levatala. And it will become a brocha levatala. And the Chizkuni again, in Parashas Eber, where he talks about the sira of Svira Sa'imer. So again, he says the same thing. Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. The Torah says count 50 days, 49. Vitzorach Lavarech. You have to make a bracha. Shere Ein Kan Hefzik. Aval Gabi Nida, Aval Gabi Dechsiv Vesofra Shivas Yom. Even the Torah says the exact same words, Vesofra La. Ein Atzricha Lavracha. She doesn't have to make a bracha. Shepa Omim Shiesh Hefzik. Because sometimes the 7 days don't go straight. She says, Seres HaKel, the Havi Bracha Levatala. The Sefarot says clearly that the reason why a bracha is not made is because it is a chashash of a Bracha Levatala. And Rabbeinu Bechai says the same thing. However, the Ramban in Parshas Eber, by the mitzvah of Svira Sa'imer. So the Ramban says that Svira Sa'imer is a mitzvah to count bepeh. She is Svira l'chol echad ve'echad. She yimne bepeh, says the Ramban. The Yazkir Cheshbeina, you should mention the Cheshbein, a mitzvah to count with your mouth, kashakim l'rabbi seidu. The Ein Kein v'sofar aloi v'sofar aloi. Unlike the pasuk earlier in Parshas Metzora of v'sofar aloi v'sofar aloi. Dizovin. Shereim. Ratzu oidim bitumotzam oishloishkechu. Over there is not a mitzvah. One's not doing bepeh. The whole point is shaloishkechu, that she should not forget it. The Ramban says a svara, that if she'd want to stay tame, she can stay tame. The Torah is not commanded to do anything. But the taicha of the sofra is shaloishkechu, that she should know where she's holding. Like we said earlier, that she should pay attention that she is takanoki. But avada, a mitzvah say the rice of the count, there's no mitzvah say the rice of the counts. The chinuch also is like the Ramban. Yeah, basically, the machloek is rishayim, whether there's a mitzvah to count or there is no mitzvah to count. the Sofer law, according to the Chizkuni, Rebbeinu Bechai, the Shlach Kodesh is a mitzvah to count. The Shlach Kodesh says that she counts B'dibur towards the end of each day of Shiva Nikim. And the Nadi Yehuda, the Shlach Kodesh, the Nadi Yehuda, and the Rabban, the Chinuch, learned that the mitzvah of the Sofer law is not a mitzvah, it's a din. It's telling her how to get through the Torah process by paying attention to these 7 days. So that's what we're holding so far. Machloek Zapayiskim had to teach the word V'safra law. Does it mean to count the mitzvah say? And the reason why we make a bracha is a chashash bracha levatala. Or is the Torah teaching you a din that before the Zav or the Zava goes to the mikvah, they have to have a clear knowledge that there was no future Zav or Zava for those 7 days. It's a din, not a mitzvah. And it's a din and not a mitzvah, so then clearly no bracha is made. But I wanted to focus on Bemis is L'chayra another nekuda. The Nei Rebbe Yehuda said clearly, the Shlach Kodesh said clearly that the Sofer law is a mitzvah say deraisa. It's a mitzvah say that counts. You can't make a bracha because the bracha might end up turning into a bracha levatala. The bracha might end up turning into bracha levatala if she is tira v'tista. If she's going to see and she's going to be seiser, the bracha will turn into a bracha levatala. So the Beis Meir and really the Chok Yaakov asked the same kasha. Zok the Beis Meir, Udvorav be'enai teruim. What he's saying in my eyes is a pella. The matayr tziv salisper. If the tayr was mechadish your accounts, ha karchagat tziv you lisper. The tayr told you to count. Vim tira v'tister. And if she is going to see and be seizer, tismar mechadish, she'll start again. Im came ma brocha levatala here. What type of brocha levatala is here? Shere kain tziv satayr. This is what the Torah commanded. The Torah commanded you to count, and the same Torah which commanded you to count gave a din mi dini ha-mitzvah that if one sees dam, they have to start counting again. So, Frank the Beis Meir, what's the bracha levatala? How could you learn, like the Shlach Kodesh, that it's a mitzvah to count, but you don't make a bracha as a bracha levatala? If it was a mitzvah to count, Zok the Beis Meir, there wouldn't be a bracha levatala. Because you're doing exactly what the Torah told you to do. The Torah told you to count. And if Lamais doesn't work out, you'll count again. But since my counting is right now what I'm required to do, so therefore Zok the Shlach Kodesh, that I would, Zok the Beis Meir, that I would be able to make a bracha, because right now I am doing the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah, the tzura, that the Torah was mitzvah. It's not a davar study, the stira of seeing them. That's gufa din midine ha-mitzvah. And therefore, count, make a bracha. And if you are seiser, we'll start again with a bracha. That's the Beis Meir's kasha. The Beis Meir's gufa mechiyat of a karchach. It can't be a mitzvah. Because if it was a mitzvah, then you would be able to make a bracha. And the emes is, the Chok Yaakov is in Tov Beites, he basically asks the same kasha. He asks that, how come by Sfiras HaZova you can't make a bracha levatala? He asks that L'chaira, count and make a bracha. And if it doesn't work out, the bracha should indeed not turn into a bracha levatala. Now the emes is that this concept that if one does a mitzvah today and lebisayf the mitzvah does not work out as planned and the mitzvah is nekar, do we say that the bracha which is made originally is a bracha levatala or not? So that we find several Mekairis and Halacha, and I wanted to share them with the Olam, and then, Mitzvah Shem, we will try to say a Yishuv why some are like this and some are like that. There's a fascinating Stechemet. The Stechemet in Marechas Yom Kippurim is discussing why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur. there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and the Sdei Chabad wants to know, why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Zok the Sdei Chabad. The pshat is, they only make a bracha on a mitzvah where it's nicker that the pu'ula you're doing is a mitzvah. If it's not nicker that the pu'ula you're doing is a mitzvah, you can't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. Shaking a lulav, if not for the mitzvah, no one would shake a lulav. Even eating matzah, if not for the mitzvah, a person wouldn't dafka choose matzah and mor for their diet. Pesach night. So therefore it's nicker, mitaychai, that a mitzvah is being performed. However, eating on Erev Yom Kippur, people like to eat. People eat every day. So therefore, what's the gate to eating Erev Yom Kippur? What's the gate to Suda Shabbos for Yontif? Since it's not nicker that a maisa mitzvah is being performed, so therefore, Zoktus Nechemed, that a mitzvah, a brichas mitzvahs cannot be made. So then the Stechever goes on to quote somebody who wrote him a letter. And the writer of the letter tainted a different reason why you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And he says like this, that Chazal tells us that the reason why there's a mitzvah eating Erev Yom Kippur is that you should have kaychis to go ahead and to fast on Yom Kippur. Therefore, this Rav Tainitz, you can't make a bracha on achila of Erev Yom Kippur, because how do you know that you're going to feel well enough in Yom Kippur to fast? There have been many occasions where a person ended up, thought he was going to fast in Yom Kippur, and Rachman Otzlan, he ended up not feeling well, and he had no choice but to break his fast. So, Memela zokt the shayl to the Yehuda, the reason why you can't make a bracha is because you might not make it through Yom Kippur. So the Sdei Chabad asks several kashas on this Rav. He says that Lameisa, it's time of the Kra to say that it's only for the Achila on Erev, to Elas, Ho Achila on Yom Kippur. He stells su the shayla whether Noshim achayiv the mitzvah achilas in Yom Kippurim. We don't say that since Noshim for sure have to fast, so they for sure have the mitzvah. The kitzer, the first tayin, the stechav of the is that he's not sufridin with creating a new linkage. But the second tayin the stechavit says is that he disagrees with the whole yusayid. What's the yusayid that this Rav is proposing? This Rav is proposing your side that if we don't know that you're going to fast on Yom Kippur, and you're going to end up breaking your fast on Yom Kippur, then the bracha you have made on the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur will now, l'mafreya, become a bracha l'matala. Zoktas stechemet is not true. Because Ibazai says, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha on Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, we hold l'halacha, the sheet of the Bahag, but the sheet of the Bahag is that all the nights are ma'ak of each other. Kipshutin the Rishayim learned that it's one mitzvah. If one's going to count 45, 46 days, and then it's going to come the 47th night, and he forgets to count, so then, l'mafreya, he was never mekayim the whole mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. But yet, we're not chayshish that the brach is going to brach l'vatala, even though shikcha is shchiach. Vaistais, zoktas teichemet, that when I do a mitzvah, even if it's not gelungen, even if it doesn't work out at the end, but since b'shas when I did the mitzvah, so then I was correct in making a bracha, and since I was correct in making a bracha, so therefore the bracha will never become a bracha l'matala. B'meila zokt the stechemet, that if you're going to learn that that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is dependent on the chiyuv of fasting on Yom Kippur, but still, you'll end up with the same halacha, that even if an oinus happens and the person cannot fast, since b'shas mais on Erev Yom Kippur when he ate, he had in mind that he was going to fast on Yom Kippur, and he ate l'tzayrich the fast on Yom Kippur, he would be able to make a bracha. So behechrach zok the stechemet that the reason we don't make a bracha on the chil of Yom Kippurim has to do with something else. It has to do with a different svara. The stechemet wants to propose it has to do because it's not the ma'isa mitzvah is not nikar mitrechay that it is a ma'isa mikta. But again, you see from the stechemet the same yisoid that we're seeing from the Beis Meir that if one does a mitzvah, which the mitzvah Kipshutai, we do a mitzvah, which b'shas ma'isa, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, so then you can make a bracha, even though the mafreya, your mitzvah may get cancelled. Another mekar to this, you said, is a fascinating Shuvas Avni Nezer in Yeridea. The Avni Nezer asks a kasha. In Shulchan Aruch, it's mavur that a regular married woman is not allowed to be tevel on Yom HaShvi. She's not allowed to be tevel the seventh day of Shiva Nikim, because we're chayshish, she'll be tevel. After she's tevel, she's muteris labayla. If she's going to see dam after she lives with her husband, so then she's going to lose her entire Shiva Nikim, and therefore it will come out that l'mafreya b'shas, when she lived with her husband, she was still a nida slash zava, and therefore, because of the chashash Hashematira v'tister, so she cannot be tevel on Yom HaShvi. In other words, the tefillah of Yom HaShvi, the seventh day of Shiva Nikim, is a very tesant halacha. That after the seventh day dawns, so then the zav zava may go to the mikvah. However, and they may go to the mikvah, and right now they're tar, muteris labayla, whatever she touches will not be tame. However, she's mitl tali v'koy. If she's going to see dam before shkia, so it's fort the seventh day Shiva Nikim, and the mafreya she loses all Shiva Nikim, and the mafreya she's going to be tame. That's the halacha of the seventh day Shiva Nikim. She is tar after the tefillah, provided she doesn't see more dam. Chazal asered tefillah b'yom shvi because they were chayish shemitir v'tister that she might see dam. And she might have to start all over again. However, in Shulchan Aruch it's kapaskit that a kala before the chuppah may go to the mikvah on the seventh day of Shiva Nikim. There is no chashash shematir v'tister because at this point she is still unmarried. Frekta neid b'yehuda. How could you go ahead and make a bracha? L'chayra. It's a suffic bracha. How could you go ahead and be tevel on the seventh day Shiva Nikim? L'chayra, she's tevel on the seventh day Shiva Nikim, she's not going to be able to make a bracha. Why can't you make a bracha? Because she's going to be raya. The tister is a karat. The mafreya, the tefillah didn't help. So l'chayra, you can't make a suffic bracha of atola. You can't make a bracha which has a suffic at the bracha is going to be neker. So therefore, zokt, the Avni Nezer, that Kala cannot go to the mikvah on the seventh day, Shiva Nikim, because she's going to have a problem with the bracha. She makes a bracha, it's a chashash bracha batala. If she doesn't make a bracha, so then she's doing a mitzvah without a bracha. Therefore, Mikreyach this kasha, the Avni Nezer says she has to wait till night to go to the mikvah. The shaila is that lemaisa shulchan aruch are all places who are not like the Avni Nezer, and they don't have a problem that the bracha might become a bracha levatala. Since they don't have a problem that the bracha might become a bracha levatala, so lechayra, what is the teretz to the Avni Nezer's kasha? So I wanted to share with the ilam the following mahalach, and it's basically begeder an outline, but I wanted to share the following mahalach, and then we'll try to tweak the vort a little bit in order to answer all the kashas. L'chaira, there's a chilek between whether what I'm doing right now is a complete ma'isa mitzvah. Only what? The halacha is that this ma'isa mitzvah could be undone. If I'm doing a complete ma'isa mitzvah today, then even if something in the osid is going to happen, and that's going to be oikir by mitzvah mafreya, but it's like we say in halacha, even though it's l'mafreya, it's mikan l'bola mafreya. That from here on in, it's going to be l'mafreya. But it's not the pshat that what I did yesterday was biddle tayer. It's not pshat that what I did yesterday was a waste of time. Whatever what I'm doing today is the mitzvah gemura that the Torah told me to do. So then, in such a situation, avada, I make a bracha. I could make a bracha. If l'maisa, something's going to happen tomorrow, which will be oikar l'mafreya, that's not a stira. Because even though what's happening tomorrow is, it's going to be oikar l'mafreya, but it's going to be oikar l'mafreya, but the pshat is that b'shas maisa, I did a fartig mitzvah. I did a complete mitzvah. And since I did a complete mitzvah, so then I can go ahead and make a bracha. However, if the pshat is that the whole mitzvah is mitl tali v'koy, we cannot say that I did a complete mitzvah. We're not going to know if my mitzvah is complete until a future date. It could be it will end up being a complete mitzvah. Or it could be it will not end up being a complete mitzvah. It could be that what I did so far was pashal mafreya, a waste of time. So then, b'chehaigavna, there one can not make a bracha. I want to give a dugma to such a concept. The halacha is that we, as a yachid, only say anenu by a tainis, by mincha. By shachris, a yachid does not say anenu. Why? Because maybe he's going to get sick, and he's not going to be able to go ahead and complete the tainis. But she'enkein, once mincha hits, where even if he does not complete the tainis, so then he will still, l'chalapachas, have a tainis choice, so then he has the ability to go ahead and to say anenu. And the hesber is, like we're saying, if a person says anenu by shachris, and 10 o'clock in the morning he has to eat, he didn't fast b'chlal. Nothing happens. He didn't fast b'chlal, you can't say anenu. Masha'enkein, if the person was planning on fasting the whole day, but once he davens mincha, even if he's going to have an einus to eat, it will still chalapachas be a tainus choice. So in such a case, l'maisi he accomplished. L'maisi he did. And since l'maisi he accomplished and l'maisi he did, so therefore, avada, a bracha, can be made. There's a fascinating Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer talks about the inyan of being shayel on truma and a challah. If somebody is mafresh challah, somebody is mafresh truma, so then the halacha is that they're allowed to be shayel on their challah, they're allowed to be shayel on their truma. The shayla is that how could they be shayel on their challah, how could they be shayel on their truma? L'chayra, once you're shayel on it, it's nekla mafreya. Once it's nekla mafreya, it comes out that the bracha that was made, it has become a bracha levaton. So, Chasam Sefer writes, v'omno l'inyin bracha shekfar birach, l'anias daiti, ein kan chashash bracha levatara klal. Then he says it's true that you shouldn't stop asking on the chala, because if you ask on the chala, it will become a bracha shein tzricha. Avol mikol mokim im irish hescharit. If l'maisi had a true charota, mishum tam, v'yachser v'yitur v'yivarach shenis, ein kan beis mechash l'brocha rishena. There is no chashash on the brocha rishena became levatala. Why? She says like this. Shekocha mivarech. This is the bracha. V'tzivonu l'hafresh truma v'chala. You're making a bracha to be mafresh truma and chala. And the inyan trufoshas truma v'chala, that truma and chala is an entity which the Torah allows you to be shayel on. The kaitzivanu, that's goof of the mitzvah. Lahafrish oisa al das kein, v'chein also v'hifrish. This halacha that one can be shayel on chala, it's not a random halacha. It's a halacha in hilchas chala. So when I go ahead and make a bracha, I share it with the shor of hafresh chala, and I'm mafresh chala. That chala which I was mafresh, one of the din midine hachala is I can be shayel on eikel mafreya.
So what I created was that full bria that I called chala, called truma, that I was trying to create, that the whole chal chala was being created. It's not a dovrat study. It's a halacha gufa and hilchas chala. It's a halacha gufa and hilchas chala that the Torah was mechadish to me. Take chala that you can go ahead and be ekel mafreya. And that's what I did. So I completed the mitzvah. I did exactly what the Torah told me to do, and therefore I went ahead and I can go ahead and make a bracha because I did exactly what the Torah told me to do. I told the Torah told me to go ahead and to be mafresh chala that is shaleable, and that's what I did. And I can love afraid because that's one of the dinu dinu chala. That doesn't take away that yesterday I didn't do the mitzvah as printed in the Torah to be mafresh chala, which is shaleable. So therefore, avada, my bracha, doesn't become a bracha matala. And that's exactly what the Beis Meir tainted on the Shlach Kaddish. The mitzvah Shiva Nekiyim, that's the mitzvah. Count. Count one, count two, count three, count four, and if you say so, you'll uncount, and you'll have to start again, and that's good for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count days which are sayserable. So if the mitzvah is good for the count days which are sayserable, even though I'm gonna have to start again. But since I did exactly what the Torah told me to do, and even though it's gonna become nekel or mafreya, but the pshat is, that doesn't take away what I did. What all I did was kadasa kadin, kemayshet sivani, to count the days which are incurable, which I say serable. So therefore, I did the mitzvah as printed. Avada, the bracha, will not become a bracha of atala. That's the yusid that we're saying. So it comes to the tefillah of the kala. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go ahead to be tayel. The tefillah works, at least temporarily. She's allowed to go ahead and mamish eat tyrus. It might become Talmud Mafreya. Okay, that's a different cheshbon. But since the mitzvah was done as printed in the Torah, go be tevil. And that is a fartig of ma'isa mitzvah, a complete ma'isa mitzvah, to be tevil. And with that comes Torah immediately, even if there's an ability that'll be happen with Mafreya, to be kanabola Mafreya. And therefore, the mitzvah was done as printed. The bracha will not become a bracha of Atala. That is the opinion of the Rav Achrayim, and who didn't eat an Erev Yom Kippur. It's true that the Torah wanted Yom Kippur to have strength on Yom Kippur. But Lamaisa, today I did exactly what Torah told me to do. To eat on Yom Kippur. To eat on Erev Yom Kippur. I'm eating an Erev Yom Kippur to have strength on Yom Kippur. Once again, Yom Kippur, it's not going to didn't. He'll just Yom Kippur. Cool, definitely, there's no Yom Kippur. But what I'm doing now, completely what the Torah told me to do, so therefore there is no chashash of a bracha of Atala. What's coming out is that really the machloikis between the Shlach HaKadosh, who says that Shiva Nekiyim, Shabbatira Vitista, becomes a bracha of Atala, and the Beis Meir, who says that Shiva Nekiyim cannot become a bracha of Atala, is based on a difference of understanding of how the mitzvah of Shiva Nekiyim works. The Shlach HaKadosh holds that Shiva Nekiyim is not to count one day. It's not like Sfiras Omer. Today is a fire to Gazach. Tomorrow is a fire to Gazach. The third day is a fire to Gazach. Granted, they're all ma'akiv each other. And therefore, if I don't count day 48, I can't make a bracha on day 49 because I lost my mitzvah. Sfiras Omer, every day, because it's in the calendar, it's immutable, it's a fact that can be marked on the calendar, the counting of each day of Sfiras Omer is a zach by itself, is a mitzvah by itself, it's a full ma'isa mitzvah. Even if later on it somehow gets undone. But the Neid Yehuda's understanding of Shiva Nekiyim is that Shiva Nekiyim, the Star Shlach HaKadosh understanding of Shiva Nekiyim is that Shiva Nekiyim is only a mitzvah if I make it to the end. I've only accomplished Shiva Nekiyim, even though he doesn't hold like the ones who like the other Achreinim will hold that it's Mamasha, it's a din, not a sphira. But it's not special days. It's not special days in the calendar. The whole tachlis of the Shiva Nekiyim is, it is the pshat is to count the seventh sum in order that she should be able to go to the mikvah. And therefore the Shlach HaKadosh holds that if the pshat is that I didn't do all seven of them, so then I did absolutely nothing. And since if I didn't do all seven of them, I did absolutely nothing. So therefore, the pshat is, it's not like I did a ma'isa mitzvah. Counting one day is garnished. By Sfiras Omer, it's in the calendar. So every day is a different accomplishment. Where it's not set days in the calendar, but rather it's her personal Shiva Nekiyim to get into the mikvah. So therefore, nothing's accomplished till all seven are done. And since nothing's accomplished till all sevens are done, you can't say I did a ma'isa mitzvah. And just the Maisa Misa didn't work out for me. Was Nekar either, I mean, look, the best case is like the case of the Challah, where it's a din v'dinei ha-mitzvah, which is Ikaritz. Or the eating on Yom Kippur, which is a din v'hilzos Yom Kippur. The Torah told me Erev Kippur, eat Erev Kippur, to have strength for a day, which I'm holding to fast, and last is Pekorach Nefesh. That's good for the mitzvah. That's good for it goes right in the mitzvah, it's good for the mitzvah. But the Shlomo HaKadosh understands that Shiva Nekiyim is only a mitzvah to make it at the end. It's a mitzvah of Heksher. It's only a mitzvah to go ahead and to make it to the end. So since it's only a mitzvah to go ahead, to count, to, if you're going to make it to the end, so therefore, the mitzvah can be totally undone. The mitzvah can be totally undone. It's like a person who's fasted just in the morning before he got to Chatzos, where the pshat is nothing happened yet. So since nothing happened yet, he can't say Anenu. So over here also, until we get to Shiva Nekiyim, it will come out, not Mikhail Abol HaMafreya, it's Mafreya LaMafreya. Nothing happened. So since nothing happened, so therefore, the Shlach Kodesh says that it will be a chashash of a bracha levatala. So let's just recap. When the Maisa Mitzvah is complete, even if the Maisa Mitzvah can be nekar, so then there is no chashash bracha levatala. However, where the Maisa Mitzvah is not complete, so then if the Maisa Mitzvah may never get complete, so then we have a chashash of bracha levatala. Challah, the Chassam Sofer told us, is a case where the Afrosh Challah was complete. Eating Erev Yom Kippur, the Stechemet told us that the mitzvah is complete b'shas when you eat. What's negated to the Sfira of Shiva Nekiyim, so over there, the Shlach HaKadosh holds nothing can't less count all 7 days. And therefore, it would be a chashash bracha levatala. And the Beis Meir holds that Shiva Nekiyim would be like Hafrashas Challah. Each day is an accomplishment, but you might lose everything. And therefore, the Shlach HaKadosh holds that it is a mitzvah, just you can't make a bracha. And the Beis Meir holds, if it would be a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. And therefore, the Hechrach, it is not a mitzvah.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.